Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, my love. We are recording on a Monday, and I'm filling the Mondays today.
Happy Monday, or Wednesday, I guess, right now.
Happy Wednesday for y'all. Happy hump day. Today is a very, I guess, weird day. We're going into, tonight for you guys is going to be the reunion episode. I posted a couple days ago about I had finally seen the reunion. It's fantastic. Absolutely amazing. I texted one of our executive producers and said, holy shit, it's phenomenal. And they replied, I know, and it doesn't even come close to reunion 2 and 3.
I am so excited to hear that because you know what I thought? I thought 3 reunions. Okay, so the first one's probably going to be a little slow and then number 2 is going to be crazy and then number 3 is going to be like the craziest.
I've watched tonight's episode like 6 times.
Stop.
Everyone is amazing. And like our side of the little chairs is like on fire. Like, I was just looking at our side. Like, we just missed Sheena. Like, it should have been those people and then us.
Right.
Those 2 people. The Toms.
The 2. Okay.
And then when Sheena had to abort, then Raquel could have sat over there. Also, what comes out or what has come out by this time, the Randall Scandal documentary on Hulu. Mm-hmm. As of right now, by the time this airs, I will have seen it. I have not seen it yet. I am planning to go to Disneyland today with Sheena and Brock, Summer Moon, and my family. It's very, very strange. I don't know what it's going to be like. I never in a million years thought, you know, when I got with this person that there were going to be articles written about him and this, that, and the other. I'm obviously eager to watch it. Nervous. And I still just have this feeling that we have not even, you know, scratched the surface.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. I too have not watched it yet. I did see your mom and Easton are involved, but so you're not involved? You weren't interviewed for this, correct?
I was not interviewed for the documentary.
So what is that footage of you on the doc?
It looks like they licensed podcast.
Got it. Okay.
Podcast interviews and things like that, which great. I've never shied away from what's going on. I certainly cannot be silenced, but I was not interviewed for this doc. Easton and my mom were asked to do it and they felt compelled to. And I'm really, really proud of them. I'm proud of every single person who participated in that documentary. I'm sad for anyone who decided to take money and be silent. But if you're listening to this, it is not too late.
Yeah. Yeah. I am interested to watch the doc. From what I see, what I've seen in the trailer and what I know, I think this hopefully shows a part of that person. But it, in my opinion, does not even come close to showing the whole picture.
Well, it's because of what you and I know.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? The horrific treatment of the assistants is so important.
It's all important.
It's all important, yes.
It's all important.
Exactly.
But has yet to be exposed, which, you know, I know the universe always reveals people's truths, it would make you physically ill. So enough on that. Yep. The documentary, The Randall Scandal, airs on Hulu. The new episode of Vanderpump Rules is tonight, which is the reunion. But let's talk for a sec.
Let's talk because I'm dying to hear your thoughts on the finale.
Okay, so first I want to talk about this. I went to this Hot Wheels event with Jackson, Britt, Cruz, Sheena, and Brock. Okay?
No. No, I need to hear about this because I audibly screamed at the video of Ocean. And she's not even in. She's in the background of a video. Lala's holding her on the red carpet. She has the biggest smile. And she's just waving, waving to her fans.
She's a star. So people like Terry Crews, Anthony Anderson, all of these people who I grew up watching, who I'm like, oh, shit, you know. But then we're sitting at the tables inside of the event. It's Sheena and Brock, me, the kids. They're coloring at these little tables. Jay Leno, motherfucking Jay Leno, walks up to the table, says hi to the group. When I tell you I could not form a sentence, I couldn't even form the word hi. I just sat there with a like this awkward smile on my face, like, holy. But there, I talk about this a lot. There are very few celebrities on this planet where I become completely starstruck. One is Larry David. The other, Jay Leno. I just couldn't even function. And Ocean looks up at him, waves hi, and goes back to coloring. And I wanted to nudge her and be like, do you know who the fuck that is, Ocean? It's fucking Jay Leno!
This is like star-studded.
Well, I was pretty shook by it.
So what I saw on Instagram stories, though, I pictured it was taking place in like a, like where Ocean's birthday took place. So that's not accurate because it looked like a play area.
I think they set it up that way. I'm not entirely sure what it was.
Okay, okay.
But there was like a tiny little hangar type building.
Got it.
It was amazing. So that's what we did over the weekend. My mom was gone. She went to Utah for like a week. Way too long, I told her. Never again. I missed you. But Easton is officially living in LA. So I got to hang out with him. He came to the event. He's been my little sidekick.
They are twins, by the way. I can't get over it.
Easton and Ocean are twins.
They're
twins. Did you see? We took them to a pool party.
Where was that? And then they had the same hair.
They had the exact same hair, Easton and Ocean.
Yeah.
Sheena said, because Jackson, Brittany, we were supposed to go over there on Sunday. They ended up canceling because they had date night on Saturday. They went to a Laker game. So cute. Loved it. They were hurting the next day. Sheena calls me and is like, I did not stay in town to just sit at my house. So do you want to go to like a rooftop? And I'm like thinking that she has been home maybe 24 hours since her last trip. And I'm like, sure, bitch. We'll go to a rooftop. Where are you trying to go? She was like, Canopy. Max works there. We're going. I'm like, kid friendly, bitch. Rooftops usually aren't. She's like, yes. I get there. There's chicks shaking their ass. There's other children.
Okay.
It's a hotel.
Okay.
People are taking their kids. But it's definitely like hip hop music, which is totally up my alley.
Ocean
swimming. You know, she's just a well-rounded kid. So is Summer Moon.
Yeah.
They had the best day. But Ocean and Easton are identical twins.
They're twins. He's the cutest uncle ever.
I know, but can I tell you, now it's like at the Hot Wheel event, we went up to the counter to get the gifts, of course. We got to get a goodie bag for O.
Of course.
And I told Easton, because we were like, can we keep it behind the counter until we leave? And they're like, sure, whatever. I told Easton, I don't know about that. What if they give it away? I'm concerned.
Right.
Go back and get it. So he goes up there and and the guy says to him, oh yeah, I remember you. Your wife gave us the ticket. I'm like, what is going on? I cannot, Jess.
You're one of those couples that look like siblings.
But we're not. We are siblings.
You're like, we're not. That's hilarious. That's just how it's going to be. But people, I mean, for people who don't know you, which if you live under a rock, you know.
My family is just a bunch of stars. I want to talk about this that very, very quickly. Rachel Fuda from Real Housewives of New Jersey. She's new. It popped up on my freaking feed on Instagram. She took her family to SeaWorld and I was like, no. You're in the public eye now. What are you doing at that place?
Who is still fucking going to SeaWorld? Why is it still open?
Very uneducated people. Very uneducated people.
I hope none of your friends hearing this would no, I'm talking
friends,
like your friends that are hearing this episode right now.
Oh, like my people.
Your people would ever go. And I don't think they would.
I just don't see my fan base, my people
supporting.
Rolling up to be like, SeaWorld of Orlando, let's go.
Disgusting.
It's just, so Rach, babe, I love you. I loved you and your family on this season, but come on, man.
Did you DM her?
No, oh, okay. I'm just going to do it publicly instead. Oh, no. I also want to quickly slam Lenny Hochstein.
Let's slam him.
So there were a bunch of things posted on Mother's Day. Okay? Mm-hmm. And let me get to my, I took screenshots because this guy, oh my gosh, can I tell you? So I was scrolling through Lenny Hochstein's page and he takes ugly selfies and thinks he's hitting right. It's like, stop.
Jump scare.
How scary is that?
I can't.
It's the picture on his page where he is in a gray shirt and a hat, selfie style with I voted. Proud of you for voting. Let's not discount that. I give credit where credit is due. And then he posts a picture of himself. He's going out for Mother's Day with his mom. His mom comments that she's so glad that Lenny has found someone that truly makes him happy. And then goes on to say, so it says, so happy that you have found a wonderful girl next to you. That's from his mom. The girlfriend writes, can't wait to celebrate you tomorrow. Someone else comments and the mom responds, if you know real Lisa, you will not support her. Okay, to the mom, fuck off. Yeah. We now know why Lenny's a narcissist.
Yes.
Because there's always one parent who is mm-hmm. that kind of like really fucks the kid up.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it works. Science people. Call me Dr. Lala.
Science
PhD.
People.
Just kidding. But I was like physically, I was disgusted by it. Lisa goes on to say like, thank you to everyone who has supported me. A lot of things happen on Mother's Day to try and break me down. I'm lucky I have this platform. But I also looked at Lenny's page and he still has all of Lisa's pictures up. So it's classic narcissism. You keep Lisa's picture up because she brings you any sort of anything, mm-hmm. right? No one knows who the fuck you are without Lisa. And then you got this girl who thinks, like, she's something special, and she ain't.
I'm humiliated for both of them. And also, never did he say anything about the mother of his children on Mother's Day. You know what? It's better that he didn't. Her name doesn't need to be anywhere in his mouth.
No, anymore. I don't think so either. And yeah. Also, like, I just feel bad because the new girlfriend thinks she's doing something, and everyone's looking at her like, we just feel bad that you have to fuck him.
It's thirsty. It's humiliating. It's desperate. It's sad. There's so many... Oh, just stay far away from
Lisa wins the game, and here's why. Yeah. She got the beautiful kids, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have to be associated with him, doesn't have to be linked to him, doesn't have to claim that this thing that we're seeing in the selfie.
No!
That's the best where you're like, I got the kids who look like me.
Yes.
And you're over there thinking you're doing something, and we're all making fun of you, and you don't get it. You still continue to like think that people care about you.
Mm-hmm. You're out, you're feeling yourself.
And yeah, and the only thing that you're doing is giving us great content to drag you with. Exactly. Can you guys tell I'm on a roll today? I'm taking no prisoners on today's podcast.
Okay? Give them Lala.
All right, so I also want to talk about this because here's the thing. The finale episode that we watched, mm-hmm. we could talk about that for a hot minute, but I think I've said most of what I need to say.
Okay.
You guys all got to see it. So before we move on to that, I want to talk about this woman that I met. Her husband comes up to me and is like, hey, my wife, are you Lala from that show? And I said, yes. And he said, oh my gosh, my wife, pointed you out. And I was like, there's no way that it's her. The wife comes up and goes, I can't believe it's you. I used to watch that. I used to watch Vanderpump Rules and a lot of other Bravo shows, but I stopped when I noticed I was getting dumber.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, if I was not afraid of catching a case, I would have body checked this hoe.
Do we know who this is? Is this a public figure?
Some random fucking woman.
Oh, okay.
Some eating a blue slushie as a grown-ass woman.
Okay.
Okay, judging you.
Yeah.
Why your tongue blue, bitch, in public? You a grown-up. You know?
Blue tongue.
And so I decided to just, you know, ask around. Yeah. Ask around. You know, what type of person is watching Bravo? I went to the higher-ups of Bravo, actually, to ask this question. And they said to me, science-based. Whenever something, whenever I go to something, always science.
I think maybe
she wears amazing shoes all the time. Science.
Science.
Facts. They said when they do things like, you know, the who tunes in to Bravo, what is like the fan base, the demographic. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was searching for. Demographic. Again, roll with me, you guys. There's a lot on my mind today. The most highly intelligent of people are tuning in to watch Bravo.
You hear that? Y'all are geniuses.
So you know what? You're right, because you a dumb bitch. So you wouldn't be watching Bravo, would you?
What did she? I'm so confused, because this is the first time I'm hearing of this. Did she like laugh after? Was she trying to be funny with Lala?
No, no laughter. You know what I said to her? I go, oh, you're missing out.
Oh, good.
It's like the most epic of content. I watch not only Vanderpump Rules, which is killing it right now, by the way.
Senators are talking about Vanderpump Rules.
Well, then she goes to ask, well, let's be clear. So I kept this in my notes further down just so that it wasn't completely apparent where this woman came from, because you know she's still a fan listening to this podcast after she met me. It was in D.C. And she goes, what are you doing in D.C.? I go, I'm going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And she was like, oh, wow.
Oh, she wasn't at the dinner. She was just random.
Random person on the freaking street eating her blue slushie.
With her blue ass down.
And the reason I ran into her was because I was also waiting at the ice cream truck. But I was getting a milk tea. Boba milk tea. While this woman's ordering blue slushies at 11 a.m. 11 a.m.
I am shocked.
And what? I met a real life troll.
No, you did.
I know. I was like, wow, I don't know if I should like punch you or if I should hug you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Because usually when people troll me on gram, I'm like, you're the bitch who rolls up on me and is like, Lala, can I get a picture?
100%.
And then tags me and I go in to look at it and the previous message is calling me a home wrecking whore.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You just met one. Congrats. Hopefully you never meet another.
I met one.
You guys, it is finally shorts and t-shirt weather. My favorite kind of weather. Time to put the jackets and sweaters in the back of the closet where they belong. And if you're like me, I know you want to update your look for the summer, but you don't want to break the bank in the process. That's where Quince comes in. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking so chic all summer long. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at just $30. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all those savings on to us. I am wearing my Quince cashmere tee again today, and I have no shame. I got the cream color. It's so soft. It's so comfy. So chic. Almost as soft as the Quince waffle towels that I got to put in Palm Springs. We all are obsessed with those towels. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
Okay, let's jump into the episode. I have to say, Dana, and I have to give her credit for this, she made the comparison of Tom and Raquel as flubber.
Oh,
Raquel's flubber and Tom is Robin Williams. Except, like she said, Tom is not like some genius scientist who can turn flubber into a genius. Who, like, flubber turns into a boat, a plane, you know?
He dances.
Yeah. So, but like, that's kind of the concept of their relationship, Tom and Raquel, without the genius behind it.
So it's just tragic. Oh my God, that's a
so
good.
Basically, he just has a bunch of slime in his hand. Doesn't know what to do with it.
Oh, that's a good. Who said that? Dana?
Dana. Dana's so funny to watch the episodes with.
Really?
Yeah, she's the one that was like, Barnacle!
Oh!
The episode. So it starts off with Tom coming in. Well, no, it starts off with them saying, are we ready to talk about this? And the opening, can we talk about that? Watch What Happens Live.
So good. That opening was amazing. And why did they, I mean, they used that opening because it broke that night.
It broke that night. And I posted the text message that I had with Katie from that night.
Because, yes.
You know, I love credit. There's nothing I love more than credit. So I'm being like, you knew it first. And me puff up my chest. Yeah, motherfucker, I did.
Because you fucking speak your mind. You say these things and people go, you are crazy, Lala. And then it happens.
The only person who never thinks I'm crazy is Katie.
Yeah.
What is that? Because
she's saying the same thing.
Because she's saying the same thing that I'm saying. Like, she totally is on my same page. So the reason I posted it was because the fact that we were speaking this into the universe.
Yeah.
We were speaking this into the universe, and that's why you guys need to start speaking things that you want the universe.
Could you send me that? Because we're going to post it as part of today's episode.
Yes.
Photos. Thank you.
So the night of Watch Robin's Live with Raquel and Sheena. Katie says, OMG, wait till the BFF game. I said, yo, see? And she said, did you get to that part? I said, where Raquel says Sandoval. Yep. And Sheena is like, what? And Raquel said, and Raquel says a lot. And I said, yeah, I agree. It confirms everything. That night, phone falls out the pocket or whatever. And Ariana decides to go through it. So cut to Tom and Ariana, that scene was like so heartbreaking. And I saw on Hello by Wig, Hello Drama or something, that they had a psychologist watch that scene. And he goes, I'm really funny about my diagnosing people from afar. Mm-hmm. But what I'm seeing in the scene, this is a classic narcissist. He is walking into the room, acting like he owns the place, filling up the coffee, acting like it's an uncomfortable situation because Ariana is making it uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. She obviously drags him through the mud. I don't know that I could have even been in the same house.
Really?
With that person. I don't think I could have filmed a scene. I thought the way that she held it together, saying you go to couples therapy and we could have, there's something that I admire about a woman who can sit down with someone who did her as dirty as Sandoval did and have a conversation that's not only productive but also cuts the other person very deep. For me, when I was done dirty like that, there was no need. Well, the environment was very toxic. There was no conversation that needed to be had. I just was slinging insults until I had to go into, like, I'm going to pretend everything's normal. But I don't think I could have, like when she said, that's why you go to couples therapy together, and we could have. At the very end of the conversation, she says, I would have followed you anywhere. Mm. Like even now I have chills because it's like how
Still, how could you allow this to happen?
I have a question for you on this. So obviously, when you see this situation and you say, I couldn't have done that, you compare to what you went through. But I wonder if you could have done that and been in the house, just me knowing you, and like, I wonder if you could have done that if when it happened with you and you were done dirty, very quickly you found out there were victims.
The things that we know.
Yes.
Not with, just the cheating, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. With Tom and Raquel, Ariana at the time, we don't know, I'm just saying what it seemed is Ariana, in her eyes, Raquel wasn't a victim. In many people's eyes, it was a relationship. So it was a cheating, and it was like an isolated incident. And that's why Ariana could talk to him and be like, I would have followed you anywhere. We could have gone to therapy. With you, I almost think it was, I mean, it was like you had a gut feeling, and then quickly you were getting all these DMs that same night that the photo came out. Well, of course you're not going to stay and talk to someone.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Just, so I can relate to Ariana only about the cheating aspect.
Yeah.
And when I say that Sandoval is like that person, I'm only talking about that type of life where you're incapable of love and you're addicted to the newness and an energy source.
Right.
Anything else is, with my situation, is so dark and heinous and has yet to be revealed. And I'm okay with that because it will be revealed when it needs to, when the time comes. Right?
Yeah.
There's no article, no documentary that has revealed the shit that is going on behind the scenes. So it's hard for me to separate the two and be like, I can relate to you in the cheating sense, but I've tried.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right. Maybe I could have had that type of conversation. But I'm so excited for you guys to see this reunion. Yeah. I'm so freaking excited. In fact, my mind is jumping to like, I can't wait to break down the reunion.
But you were now going back to what you were saying in that moment, heartbreaking chill. She says, I would have followed you anywhere. I got the tears in my eyes because that was, you know, bravo to Ariana for allowing the cameras to film that, for opening up, for being vulnerable. She was like the definition of poised. She got her point across, but she also was vulnerable. And to me, that would have been hard. I would have been like, coming at you, coming at you, coming at you.
You wouldn't have been able to get a word
no,
in.
No, I wouldn't have said I would have followed you anywhere. I would have been like, yeah, I would have been out in a month anyway, bitch. Like, I would have, you know?
Right. There was one thing that, but the thing about Tom when she said, when are you going to see her next? Are you going to see her tonight? Are you going to kiss? And he goes, I'm going to see her tomorrow. And she says, you could have just said no. I had powerful fucking moment. Mm. But also it's like he's being honest.
Yeah.
You want him to say no and then go and see her, and then he just continues the lies. Like he had to be honest, number one, because we're gonna find out, because
yeah,
that scene with Raquel and Tom airs.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about that?
Yeah, because I think in that moment you're talking about, he was honest because the cameras were there. What a wild time to decide to be honest now, 7 months later.
Well, right.
Yes.
That's why I didn't want to say it. It was like an honest moment for him, because it's like you knew that you had to film with us. We were going to find out. You don't want to lie when you know that you're going to be found out shortly after.
Yes.
That scene was so uncomfortable. Yeah. Them not kissing due to cameras being there, then it's like, oh, are you wanting everyone to look at you like, that's so nice of you guys to not rub it in her face?
Can I bring this up because I'm not on the show?
Yeah.
And I gotta give credit to the comments by Bravo girls, because they brought this up and I was like, oh my god, that's a great fucking point. Yes, there was that moment they were saying this is so weird, but I wonder if, yeah, it's weird because cameras are there, but it's crew. You guys have, that's crew that like you guys get close with. The people behind the camera, the people holding the boom mic, those people you're like shooting the shit with, and that's like family almost. And all of a sudden, for the first time ever, after years of seeing Tom and Ariana kiss and do their thing, now it's like,
oh my god, that gave me chills just
saying this. And they said that first, so I do want to give them credit, Isabel and Julie, but I was like, holy shit, that's such a great point. Because even when they're here with you at the office and I'm standing off to the side or whatever, I shoot the shit with them. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? Like, so what do you think about that? Do you think there was some – that's a great point?
I think there were definitely tears on the side of the crew when they filmed the Sandoval and Ariana – or, yeah, Sandoval and Ariana scene. I think it was – I'm sure extremely uncomfortable to walk in and watch Sandoval grabbing Raquel's face. And I have to imagine that it was very hard for Sandoval and Raquel to sit there. You know, it's almost like you're being publicly shamed. These people are going to film you. And they're also who you've been lying to this entire time.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would have been very awkward. And the smile. And by the way, I get it. Like, when people feel uncomfortable. When I feel uncomfortable, I make sex jokes. Mm. It's really freaking awkward. Like, I do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't even. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
But I make them when I don't feel awkward, too.
Okay.
That's why I think I'm like, I'm going to try to seem like myself by cracking, like, a sexual joke, I guess. I don't know. Sorry.
Do you know if...
This is what I was going to say. Raquel was laughing. And maybe when she gets really uncomfortable or nervous, because if you watch her, she laughs before she cries. Mm-hmm. Didn't see her cry in this scene. Only laugh and say this turned out so terribly wrong.
Yes.
How did you think it was? I just want to know, how did you think that it was going to turn out? I would love to ask her that question. How did you envision this going down in your mind without being coached by Sandoval? How did you think this was going to turn out?
Well, apparently, and I don't know, I think I saw Ariana comment, or there's something, it's on socials, but there was an elaborate plan so I don't know. It's just that it's so many mixed feelings, because there was some elaborate plan that, like, Sandoval and Raquel had to, like, tell her before the reunion, but I'm just... I don't know.
But either way, it would have turned out the same way. You still carried on an affair behind her back. So what I want to know is, did it turn out terribly wrong because she saw an intimate video of the two of you? Is that the only thing that went wrong in this situation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The moment that she started catching feelings for him. And by the way, Tom is at fault too. But again, I'm a man hater and I expect men to do fucked up shit. I don't expect my girlfriends to do fucked up shit. You should have sat down with Ariana, said, you are one of my closest friends and I love you. I am catching feelings for Tom and I think he is catching feelings for me as well. Have the conversation. Because at that point in time, nothing could have happened. It could have been just texting, right? Mm-hmm. And you crossed a line there. But at least you could say, I'm going to go my separate way with you as a friend. Mm-hmm. You and Tom do whatever you need to do. I'm going to back off of him as well. But just know, like, if you guys broke up, I would be interested in seeing him.
Yes. And let me make myself clear. I do not think in that elaborate plan, I do not think in any world they were going to come forward and admit to cheating. I think what you said, they were going to break up and then, happenstance, a few weeks later, Tom Sandoval and Raquel would have started seeing each other and they would have been like, you know, we just fell into it. I don't think in any world there would have ever been admission of cheating if it wasn't found out.
I agree. And can I tell you, Tom Sandoval has blocked me on Instagram.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
I told my mom that last night. I was like, hold on, someone's trying to send me something and this person either has me blocked or I have them blocked. And so I looked, I'm like, it was the girl saying that Tom is a narcissist and sent me a post. So I look at my mom's phone. She's very much not blocked and I'm very much blocked. Are you blocked, Jess?
Wait.
And she goes, that is so rude. And I said, I would block me too. If he was trolling me every single day, I would most likely click the block
button. Wait, this can't be real. Does he even know to block me? Because I'm blocked.
Well, I think my beauty page is blocked too.
Who would even, that's so extra.
That's when you know that, like, Lala is calling out your bullshit, because there's only one other person, you know who, that has blocked even my, like, business accounts.
Wait, Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras,
Is that his page? No, that's the band's page.
Oh, then he blocked me, and also not me going to the baby page to see if he blocked them.
He could have.
He did.
Check. Did he?
Yes. me creeping from the baby Instagram.
No.
What?
I have to say, I do not blame him. It's constant for me. I tried to warn everybody. I'm not being quiet until the season 10 wraps. When season 10 wraps, I'll fully let it go because I'm also getting really sick of it.
Yeah.
But clearly not enough to stop.
Well, it's still, yes, it's, there's a lot to discuss.
Yeah, but I think that the mind-blowing factor of it is, like, that it happened is over. Now we all want to see the slicing.
And the fallout. And I'm dying. That's what I want to see. The reunions. Like, I can't even wait. And you know what I thought, too? So on the finale episode, I told Kyle, because, you know, I love every time I see Lala on the screen, obviously. I told Kyle, I said, oh, man, I wish she was in this episode more. And he said, from what it sounds like, her reunion is going to – the reunion, her in the reunion is going to make up for
– Wait, Kyle said from what it sounds like?
From what it everybody at Kyle's gym talks about it. He's like, they come up to me and they go, oh, my God. And Kyle's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
I will say I was a Lala stan at this fucking reunion, this episode that I watched.
I cannot even wait.
I was like, I want to be as cool as that person on the TV. I'm not as cool, just like chilling.
Yeah, but no, you are. It's good you can separate, though. It's not like you're, I don't know. I just can't wait to see it.
You put my extensions in and put me in a sequin cheetah dress and.
What I love is that you have the mouth for all of us. I don't have to I don't have to sit here and say my thoughts on Instagram about Sandoval because Lala's going to do that for me at the reunion.
Well, I had a heyday.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number 1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The one thing I did watch Raquel say was, basically, if you could do this to Ariana, what makes me think you couldn't do that to me?
Oh, my God.
Immediately, okay? It's like, yes, you're on the right track. Your mind, in this very moment, is working. Your heart is fucking you up right now. Mm. I always say, the mind will fuck you over. Your heart will definitely mislead you. The only thing that will not is your gut. When she said that, I knew her gut and her mind were communicating with each other, which is exactly how it should work. But her heart is going to overpower and think that there is something special about her when there's not. I hate to break it down for all of us. We are all very special. But the only person that can determine that in a relationship whether they're not going to fuck around on you or not. That's why you got to feel special with or without the person. They're the ones that are going to determine if you're special enough not to cheat on. And when I say special enough, it means they're either a narcissistic fuck or they're not. Chances are leopards ain't changing their spots. So yes, if he could do this to Ariana, Raquel, he is most definitely going to do it to you. And he's going to do it to that person and the next person and the next person.
Yes.
That's just how it works. But in that moment, I was like, yes, go with this. Go with this. Tell him, you know what? We just blew our lives up. I think I'm going to choose me now. I'm going to need you to leave.
Agreed.
And I'm going to deal with the fallout on my own.
Yes. And on that, I want to cut back to the episode. But on that, just two rumors out right now. Number one, that they broke up. Number two, that Raquel is hiding out because she's pregnant.
Well,
what are your thoughts on both?
Someone sent a blind to me today. And it said, this certain bar girl was pregnant and now she is not. Now, people are thinking that that is Raquel. I'm not even going to touch on that because, number one, very sensitive topic. Number two, I have been pregnant, obviously. I was fortunate enough to have a healthy child, which is all you really care about. You don't give a damn about what they look like. You don't give a damn if it's a boy or a girl. All you care about in that moment is I need this baby to come out healthy, right? Mm-hmm. So if that is true, heart completely breaks for her no matter what the situation with Scandoval is. I don't know. If it's not true, thank God. Right? Mm-hmm. That's where I know I seem like a cold-hearted bitch. I can be. I can be a fucking ice queen. When it comes to that, I'm not fucking around. People can say, you know, oh, this is another avenue that she's taking to play the victim. I'm not even going there. That is not for anybody to decide or judge. If that is true and that's what she comes out and says and confirms it, like, I will definitely, my heart will be broken for her.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave that at that.
What about them breaking up? Because my thought, and I told you this initially, now I don't know, I've been wrong on so many things. 90% of the things I guess are wrong. But I predicted, I said, Sandoval's a narcissist. I don't think by season 11 filming, I think he's walking in to an important event hand in hand with the brand new chick. And that's unfortunate. And I don't think Raquel will have seen it coming. I think they will have just, what I think is that maybe Raquel maybe went off to work on herself. I think Sandoval continued his band thing. I think he's so full of himself that he probably started hooking up with chicks.
100%.
I think that she realized, holy shit, this guy is a narcissist and crazy. I'm distancing myself or whatever. They broke up, but that was my prediction. So when I did see the rumors they split up, I'm like, yeah, that's, yes, of course they did. But right. What do you think?
I think it was like some sort of publicity stunt. It just didn't make any sense. Like today is right. The day that you come out with this. Today is the day that we're going to announce that we've split.
The day of the finale.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, tell me you want more attention without telling me you want more attention.
Yeah. And I did see photos of Sandoval shopping with a blonde. Did you see it? Sunglasses, hat on. I'll show you later.
Oh, my God.
It's her. She's trying on an outfit. Nobody knows who she is.
And he's in the background.
Yep. And people are like, that's not him. That's not him. But like, same hat. Like, it, you know.
It didn't look like him to me.
Really?
No.
Okay.
But he also has lost a lot of weight.
Oh, that's not the best sign, but yeah.
No, he looks very, very unwell. Maybe it's I'm sure it's the stress.
Yeah.
But he's not looking good.
Well, no matter what, I always hope 99% of people.
If he walks in with a new chick, she dodged a huge bullet.
Who?
Raquel.
Oh, Raquel, but not this new chick.
No, this new chick is an idiot.
I was like, oh God.
And the girl that he brings, fair warning, I'm trolling you.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Fair warning. And chances are you a fan.
Yes.
And chances are you love you some Lala and you think that you're going to go toes and it's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You dogging this chick
Who doesn't even exist.
I'm dogging someone. I've
this pretend girl.
A woman in my mind and I'm coming for her. Doesn't even exist, y'all.
Is her dream. She's like, let me get on that show. Let me walk hand in hand in with Sandoval and then let me have Lala dog.
Well, because you know that this girl is thinking she's doing something. You know?
Yes. And she probably is a fan of, you know, that band, which is also embarrassing. I mean, come on.
It's all just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, anyway. For Ariana, it's like I looked at her and I was like, this is so sweet because she knows he sucks and she's still supporting.
Oh, my God. I know.
You know, it's kind of like where I can relate. It's like, I knew that person's movie sucked, but, like, I was riding with you anyway.
Yeah.
That's when you know you got a fucking good one.
And you know, good for you guys. Good for you guys because I am not, thank God,
we
Kyle.
Did charity work for a lifetime with those fucking clowns.
Because I would have been like, oh, I support your drive. And that's what I would have left it at that. I wouldn't have complimented the movies. I wouldn't have complimented the music.
I never complimented any of it because I can't lie. I'm incapable of lying.
You're like, it's so.
But that's when it went left. Did you notice?
Yeah.
When you stop stroking the ego, it goes left. And without some lubrication, aka alcohol, I'm not complimenting you. I'm not having sex with you. I'm not blowing you because I see things for exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Without the vodka blinders on, man, life is rough. But life's rougher with it.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. It is. It's a lot.
I know we got off on a tangent, but I did want to know what you thought of those rumors. Can you tell us what you thought about the Raquel smiling in the blue dress? Because I know you said...
Sickening.
Okay, good.
We watched her cry throughout the season about aging out of pageants. We watched her make a lot of uncomfortable... Which, by the way, would have won her the season. I stand by that. You would have had the audience so freaking torn about how they felt about her. And the Schwartz and Katie situation. Mm-hmm. But you felt for her, right? But now knowing what we know, you go back and watch those where she's crying and saying she's making up for lost time and she doesn't care about her reputation anymore. It's very uncomfortable. Then you watch her talking about Sandoval and she wanted to know what it was like to have sex with someone that she loved. And by the way, take out the Sandoval thing because that's disgusting. It's disgusting that you're, like, grinning through this when Ariana was your best friend confiding in you about a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Take out the Sandoval. Let's just say, in general, she wanted to know what it was like to have sex with someone who she actually loved. I relate to that. There's something about when you decide to put your blinders on and everything is amazing at the beginning and then you kind of sink into a relationship and you're like, wow, I actually really, really hate this. But it's being overcome by what I think is just normal and I chose this life and these are the repercussions of choosing this life. And I'm not going out without a fight. So I did understand that aspect of it.
Okay.
You know, like for me, I still don't know. Actually, that's a lie. I do know what it is like to have sex with someone who you love deeply.
Okay.
My high school sweetheart. Still to this day, how sad is this? This is so sad that my high school relationship was the most healthy and fulfilling relationship that I have ever been in.
See, I don't think that's sad because then you let the world start clouding certain judgments and expectations and you get older and you're like, my life, you're thinking, no, I think that's normal. And I think a lot of people would be in that same boat.
I don't know that that is normal for a 32-year-old with a child who was engaged to be like, my most productive and healthy relationship happened when I was 17 to 20. Mm-hmm. Like, that seems weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I know that, look, you're in high school and your heart is open and you're just, there's so much innocence and love there. And like I said, then you kind of become an adult and you start thinking, well, what's my life going to look like? And I think some things cloud that. You start to go for men that, and I'm not saying you, I'm just saying the general you, because I remember myself, I start to go for men that, oh, you got a number one fucking song on the radio. Like, that's my number one thing.
No, definitely relate to that. And by the way, there's a lot of other, like, people who have trolled me before saying, like, you went for homeboy because of the money, but then I show up with someone who maybe doesn't have that, and they're the same people telling me that, you know, he's just a broke loser. Like, yeah. Whoever it may be, yeah. Whoever it may be, where I'm like, this guy's fine, I'm bringing him around, post a picture, whatever. And they're the same people that are saying that, like, that you cannot win the game. No matter who you get with, there's always going to be a reason. And here's the deal. If a chick is going for a dude because of his money and she's young and hot, the dude's going for her because she's young and hot. Yes. So there's a transaction happening.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You can't hate the girl for going for money because she's also being used for her bomb-ass body and face.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. But I get also, but there, it's like the whole give and take thing. And that's why you're lucky when you come across someone who like has everything is good and is good for your soul. But I think I at myself at 21 and I'm like, yeah, maybe he's not the best looking, but he's successful in music. And you know what? I got to know him and I'm like, oh, he really cares for me and he really takes care of me. So I'm like trading things off. And then I finally get in like the space where I'm like, And then I just kind of like see it, or I
you
meet
and I are also
better.
In a strange world. Though.
I know that's true.
We're not it's living not. In freaking Idaho.
Yeah,
and we met a guy bowling.
Yeah,
you know, everyone we come in contact with. I've been in this town for a while, and everyone you come in contact with is out here trying to do something.
Yeah,
we're all in the same industry. Some people are higher up than others, but yes, you do start when you think about your future. Back then, when I was in high school, it's like, I live at my mama's house. Yeah. It's big and nice. My mom's letting me use the car.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like,
I got
it's
a little modeling
YouTube.
Job and they're paying me $500. I'm rich.
I mean, that's amazing for high school. Are you
so much money? So much money. I remember looking at my Chase account in high school and I had like $2,300 and I was like, I'm balling. And then I'm about to graduate and I look at rent and it's like $3,000 a month. I'm like, oh shit.
I'm like, well, time to pick up another job. Yeah. Like,
oh, this is where I start working a 9-to-5 before I make the move. But you're right. You do start when you get older looking at, okay, does this person have a good job? Mm-hmm. Is this person able to handle finances properly? I did not go that deep with mine. All I knew was that I was handling my finances properly. So, yes, I do totally get what you're saying. There was innocence. And I lost my virginity to this person as well.
That's huge.
Huge.
That's huge. For a lot of people, that's huge.
Well, I feel like it actually set up a healthy sex life for me going forward.
Oh, that's also huge. Because a lot of times it's the opposite way.
It's the opposite. You get drunk, you have a one-night stand, you lose your virginity. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
Exactly.
I've heard a lot of people. I mean, my best friend lost her virginity at the age of 22 to an A-list celebrity who we see all the fucking time. And I knew that was a bad idea. Yeah. I told her, do not sleep with him.
Yeah.
And she did.
Did she, though, because she thought it was different?
Yes.
Oh.
Don't we all? We all think we're the special one.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're all the special ones. Every one of us.
With ourselves and not having a man validate that we're the special one. Let's just know we're the special one. And it doesn't matter if this guy, like full circle back to Raquel. Know you're special. Love yourself. But it's like she needed Sandoval to validate that for her. To be like, well, he's choosing me. So that means I'm special.
It's a very unhealthy way to think.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I've never felt that way.
Yeah.
In high school, we were all competing for the attention of a dude.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I can teach Ocean, it's to know when a dude just fucking sucks and never compete with another chick for a dude. We can compete in soccer games. We can compete in dance. We can compete for jobs.
Yeah.
When it comes to a fucking person, you don't compete for people.
No, you're a gift and they are lucky for you to allow them your time.
Well, I've always said, I am a fine wine, baby.
Yeah.
So. You better come in here and, you know, like, I'm top fucking shelf.
Yes. Yes.
Not everybody just gets to enjoy this luxury. And I feel that way about Ocean. Yeah. I'm like, don't step in here and ask me about my kid. You don't know shit about her.
Yeah.
Don't text me and be like, how's your daughter? Fuck you. Too soon.
Butterfuck you. Don't ever.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare call her O. You don't know her.
Oh, my God.
And chances are you never will, because we could have a relationship go on for 100 years and you will always live over there and I will always live over here. Because I just learned from Tina Swithin that there was a custody case. This woman could not stand men, couldn't find a good dude, got a sperm donor, had a baby, found a great guy, integrated him into their lives. It didn't work out. He goes into the court, asks for 50-50 custody, and is granted it. So I was talking to Tina Swithin and telling her, you know, I think I'm moving forward with a sperm donor this summer. And she said, I just want you to be careful. Any man who comes into your life, you never allow him to be a part of the routine. You never share the same house. He can sleep over, but he always got to have his own place. And he doesn't take her to school. He doesn't pick her up from anything. He doesn't make her breakfast. So then it just adds another set of things onto me, like, that I'm going to avoid. So now
that's insane. Yeah. I thought that's why people got sperm donors, was because they were like, well, they'll always be mine and I don't have to share.
I don't have to deal.
But that's not true.
No, it's not true. And 50-50 custody is very different than visitation.
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily know that this mom was going and being like, he can never see her ever again in his life. But to have to share my child 50% of the time when she comes from a sperm donor,
yeah,
is insanity. So that happened. Anyway, I also want to talk about the very end of the episode.
Yes.
Yes. Schwartz comes to the rooftop. I used to have a bar that served drinks. Yeah, we're currently trying to blow that up for you.
Said it to Daryl. Appearance, by the way. Bravo.
So a lot of people, I think it was you and the merch team that
Plandoval.
I was like, wait, am I now directly associated with Sandoval?
Well, what were the people saying? They were like,
the people were like, there's no way that this wasn't planned. How the fuck does she already have the sweatshirt on? And I just want to let you know, how would I plan, send it to Daryl? How fucking random is that?
Especially because Lala deleted the video.
I deleted it after like 7 minutes.
Because she was like, maybe I shouldn't have this up.
Well, I didn't want to give Daryl a chaotic day.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, during that time, any Bravo person that was posting before someone clicked on it, screen record.
Yep.
Thank God they did, though.
Thank God.
Thank God, because send it to Daryl just hits different.
I've got a little baby to take care of.
I got a baby to take care of, and I appreciate all of you who are buying Send It to Daryl from Lala Kent and not Etsy.
Etsy?
Dude.
Well, lucky for all of you who may be like, well, I went over to Etsy because I wanted more options. Well, now, if you go to shoplalaken.com, the fucking options that Lala has for you, Auburn Dye hoodie, get it before it's sold out, because I got it and I'm fucking obsessed.
I'm wearing it. So Today is Wednesday. I'm going to go down to Newport with Sheena and we're going to watch the episode.
Did the reunion.
And yes. I'm going to wear that hoodie, the Send It to Daryl tie-dye hoodie. So I appreciated the Schwartz and Ariana conversation. I love when a woman draws a line in the sand. There's nothing I love more than a woman saying, you choose me or you're over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I obviously related to that because it's so funny how Schwartz started the season with me saying that to him and ended the season with Ariana saying that to him. And if that's not a clear picture of the universe saying to you, hi, we're letting you know, like, you can be on the right side of things. We're giving, in less than a year, we have given you 2 times to choose the right option.
Choose good.
If you, at this point in time, still go the other way, you're a lost cause. So I was digging it. I dug the whole episode. It was fantastic television. It was dark as it fucking gets, and I'm excited for tonight because it'll lighten the mood a bit. I do want to say, I wore this dress. I want to post this on Instagram on the podcast page. I wore the red dress, cutout dress, to Lisa Vanderpump's Vanderpump Dogs gala.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of my options for the reunion. They obviously told me no, because they were gonna, Ariana was gonna wear her red cutout dress and this was her moment. And I was like, great, perfect, put me in whatever other option you decide to pick from what I sent you. Mm-hmm. So my red dress that I wore to the gala was indeed not only my first choice, but their first choice.
Yes.
But when it comes down to it, okay, two red dresses that are cut out, who do you think's gonna get it?
Right. And
Ariana.
It looked stunning. I mean, the Ariana's revenge dress, stunning. Lala's fucking glitter sparkle on the dog gala carpet, stunning. You guys killed it.
Ariana was hitting different in that dress.
But I mean, both of you, that red dress looked like it was made for your body. Did you have a nip slip ever?
No, never had a nip slip.
Amazing.
Never had a nip slip. But I said, because I was going to wear it to MTV Awards. Mm. They moved that to Zoom, so I couldn't wear it. I said, if I don't wear it to the dog gala, it is officially not supposed to be worn by me.
Right.
So I got to wear it.
It was stunning. Fire emoji, fire emoji.
Fire emojis. All right, my loves, I'm headed to Disneyland. Gotta go swoop. Oh, Sheena's already left, so I have to hurry my little ass off. Enjoy the episode tonight. I love y'all, and I will catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot.
But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.